You're listening to Season 2 of the Lifting Her Voice podcast. This is episode number 125, and today we'll read 1 Chronicles chapters 12 through 14 together. Today and tomorrow are all about David. In this episode, we focus on how support for him came from all the tribes in Israel. Welcome to the Lifting Her Voice podcast, Season 2. I'm your host, Joy Miller, and I invite you to grab your Bible and join me from the beginning, simply reading God's Word together. We built some spiritual muscles in 2020 with just the New Testament, but this year we're going all out, cover to cover, Old Testament and New. So whether with your first cup in the morning, your commute to work, or it's the last thing on your mind before sleep, God's Word will equip you for every good work. I'm really glad you're here. First Chronicles, chapter 12. The following were the men who came to David at Ziklag while he was still banned from the presence of Saul, son of Kish. They were among the warriors who helped him in battle. They were archers who could use either the right or left hand, both to sling stones and shoot arrows from a bow. They were Saul's relatives from Benjamin. Their chief was Ahiezer, son of Shemaiah the Gibeathite. Then there was his brother Joash, Jeziel, and Pelet, son of Azmapheth, Beraka, Jehu, the Anathothite, Ishmaiah, the Gibeonite, a warrior among the 30 and a leader over the 30, Jeremiah, Jehaziel, Johanan, Jozabed, the Gederathite, Eluzei, Jeremoth, Bealiah, Shemariah, Shephatiah, the Harophite, Elkanah, Ishiah, Azarel, Joezer, and Jashabeam, the Korahites, and Joelah, and Zebediah, the sons of Jeroham from Geder. Some Gadites defected to David at his stronghold in the desert. They were valiant warriors, trained for battle, expert with shield and spear. Their faces were like the faces of lions, and they were as swift as gazelles on the mountains. Ezer was the chief, Obadiah second, Eliab third, Mishmana fourth, Jeremiah fifth, Attai sixth, Eliel seventh, Johanan eighth, Elzabad ninth, Jeremiah 10th, and Machbanai 11th. These Gadites were army commanders. The least of them was a match for 100, and the greatest of them for 1,000. These are the men who crossed the Jordan in the first month when it was overflowing all its banks and put to flight all those in the valleys to the east and to the west. Other Benjaminites and men from Judah also went to David at the stronghold. David went out to meet them and said to them, "If you have come in peace to help me, my heart will be united with you. But if you have come to betray me to my enemies, even though my hands have done no wrong, may the God of our ancestors look on it and judge." Then the Spirit enveloped Amasai, chief of the 30, and he said, "We are yours, David. We are with you, son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to him who helps you, for your God helps you." So David received them and made them leaders of his troops. Some Manassites defected to David when he went with the Philistines to fight against Saul. However, they did not help the Philistines because the Philistine rulers sent David away after a discussion. They said, it will be our heads if he defects to his master Saul. When David went to Ziklag, some men from Manasseh defected to him. Adnah, Jozabed, Jediael, Michael, Jozabad, Elihu, and Zilethai, chiefs of thousands in Manasseh. They helped David against the raiders, for they were all valiant warriors and commanders in the army. At that time, men came day after day to help David, until there was a great army, like an army of God. The numbers of the armed troops who came to David at Hebron to turn Saul's kingdom over to him, according to the Lord's word, were as follows. From the Judahites, 6,800 armed troops bearing shields and spears. From the Simeonites, 7,100 valiant warriors ready for war. From the Levites, 4,600 in addition to Jehoiada, leader of the house of Aaron, with 3,700 men. And Zadok, a young valiant warrior, with 22 commanders from his ancestral family. From the Benjaminites, the relatives of Saul, 3,000. Up to that time, the majority of the Benjaminites maintained their allegiance to the house of Saul. From the Ephraimites, 20,800 valiant warriors who were famous men in their ancestral families. From half the tribe of Manasseh, 18,000 designated by name to come and make David king. From the Issacharites, who understood the times and knew what Israel should do, 200 chiefs with all their relatives under their command. From Zebulun, 50,000 who could serve in the army, trained for battle with all kinds of weapons of war, with one purpose, to help David. From Naphtali, 1,000 commanders accompanied by 37,000 men with shield and spear. From the Danites, 28,600 trained for battle. From Asher, 40,000 who could serve in the army trained for battle. From across the Jordan, from the Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, 120,000 men equipped with all the military weapons of war. All these warriors, lined up in battle formation, came to Hebron wholeheartedly, determined to make David king over all Israel. All the rest of Israel was also of one mind to make David king. They spent 3 days there eating and drinking with David, for their relatives had provided for them. In addition, their neighbors from as far away as Issachar, Zebulun, and Naphtali came and brought food on donkeys, camels, mules, and oxen, abundant provisions of flour, fig cakes, raisins, wine and oil, herds and flocks. Indeed, there was joy in Israel. 1 Chronicles chapter 13. David consulted with all his leaders, the commanders of hundreds and of thousands. Then he said to the whole assembly of Israel, "If it seems good to you, and if this is from the Lord our God, let's spread out and send the message to the rest of our relatives in all the districts of Israel, including the priests and Levites in their cities with pasture lands, that they should gather together with us. Then let's bring back the ark of our God, for we did not inquire of him in Saul's days." Since the proposal seemed right to all the people, the whole assembly agreed to do it. So David assembled all Israel, from the Shihor of Egypt to the entrance of Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. David and all Israel went to Baalah, that is, Kiriath Jearim, that belongs to Judah, to take from there the Ark of God, which bears the name of the Lord who is enthroned between the cherubim. At Abinadab's house, they set the ark of God on a new cart. Uzzah and Ahio were guiding the cart. David and all Israel were dancing with all their might before God with songs and with lyres, harps, tambourines, cymbals, and trumpets. When they came to Kidon's threshing floor, Uzzah reached out to hold the ark because the oxen had stumbled. Then the Lord's anger burned against Uzzah, and he struck him dead because he had reached out to the ark. So he died there in the presence of God. David was angry because of the Lord's outburst against Uzzah, so he named that place Outburst Against Uzzah, as it is still named today. David feared God that day and said, "How can I ever bring the ark of God to me?" So David did not bring the ark of God home to the city of David. Instead, he diverted it to the house of Obed-Edom of Gath. The ark of God remained with Obed-Edom's family in his house for 3 months, and the Lord blessed his family and all that he had. 1 Chronicles chapter 14. King Hiram of Tyre sent envoys to David, along with cedar logs, stonemasons, and carpenters to build a palace for him. Then David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that his kingdom had been exalted for the sake of his people Israel. David took more wives in Jerusalem, and he became the father of more sons and daughters. These are the names of the children born to him in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Elpelet, Noga, Nephag, Japhia, Elishama, Bealiada, and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, they all went in search of David. When David heard of this, he went out to face them. Now the Philistines had come and raided in Rephaim Valley. So David inquired of God, "Should I attack the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?" The Lord replied, "Attack, and I will hand them over to you." So the Israelites went up to Baal-perazim, and David defeated the Philistines there. Then David said, "Like a bursting flood, God has used me to burst out against my enemies." Therefore, they named that place "The Lord Bursts Out." The Philistines abandoned their idols there, and David ordered that they be burned in the fire. Once again, the Philistines raided in the valley. So David again inquired of God, and God answered him, "Do not pursue them directly. Circle around them and attack them opposite the balsam trees. When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, then go out to battle, for God will have gone out ahead of you to strike down the army of the Philistines." So David did as God commanded him, and they struck down the Philistine army from Gibeon to Gezer. Then David's fame spread throughout the lands, and the Lord caused all the nations to be terrified of him. What a wonderful review of David's magnetism and how his troops were built. It's funny, but I'm not sure he had to try. God drew a strong military force to David, and he stepped naturally into that leadership role. And this was still while David was at odds with Saul. These people all went at risk to rally around David. We're also told in these chapters new information that was not chronicled, no pun intended, in 1 Samuel. For instance, 1 Samuel talks a lot about David's band of 400 men, but does not say that volunteers and supporters came from every tribe in Israel. What did you see that we were not told before? let me know at liftinghervoice.com, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Thank you for joining me here today. I pray that by spending time in His Word every day, you will be changed. Visit me at liftinghervoice.com with your comments and questions. And don't forget to visit the blog page while you're there. If you like the podcast, it would be great if you'd give it a 5-star review and share it with everyone you know. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.